hold your face and watch it like a bomb. I drive over the cliff into the divine death of the raving sea. Your ruthlessness is a confession and your fragility just a way of finding the best angle to see why heaven is a torment. Who knows what this abyss is saying? Who knows whether the last time you fucked was really what it seemed? Who was that on the phone last night, and how long did it take before you faded and needed more whiskeys? The bottle smashed on the pavement round about midnight. There was a delirious air about us all. I was feeling beholden to all sorts of wicked nights previously entertained, gone, perished but instructive. You were up ahead and in a fierce conversation. I was upside down in my skull like a bat if we ever fought. I wondered what tricks you'd try and play to beat me. Would I let it happen? By the time the rain had stopped, I wasn't sure how we would survive the flood. It didn't take long for me to bring my tongue in line with a single doom line on the horizon of the conversation. There is always one there if you look. And the electricity was a shine that disappeared into fake ideals and abstractions. But we don't mind them, and know they have their uses. Who felt forlorn and who felt hungry to test out limits. Well, I saw the way you looked at chaos and accepted it as a willing comfort. I thought that was when your divinity was clear. And if ever there had been a time to feel fear, there it was right there. When you smiled, I was emptiness. The night coughed like it had been outside too long. And you saw how frail everything was, from the wall hangings and the door frame and the glasses clinking at the edge of time. When I left, there were things that made no sense of anything I knew, and they never would. I was fearless on the ride home and composed an ode to some hero. Sleep came like a sluggish hot beast. Are there good deaths? I composed a message but never sent it. Do you do that? I wonder if they're the ones that we ought to be reading 100 years from now. There